Utafiti wa vikwazo vya kimfumo kwenye upatikanaji na matumizi ya fedha za makazi nchini Kenya, yani kwa lugha ya kimombo, Research on Systematic Barriers Towards Access and Usage of Housing Finance in Kenya, ni ripoti iliyotolewa Alhamisi na shirika la Habitat for Humanity wakishirikiana na Association of Microfinance Institutions Kenya, AMFI, na Kenya Mortgage Refinance Company, KMRC. Utafiti huu ulijumulisha matokeo ambayo yamewekwa ili kuarifu vipengee muhimu na kuendeleza mipango ya kimkakati ya muda mfupi, kati na refu na wadau mbalimbali wa nyumba. Viwango vya juu vya riba na gharama kubwa za vifaa vya ujenzi vimeorodheshwa kuwa vikwazo vya juu vya upatikanaji wa fedha za makazi kwa vitongoji za kipato cha chini na cha kati.
Did you know that Kenya we have 4 million Kenyans living in slums, and almost half of these are from the urban population, and you know Kenya has a housing gap of 250,000 units, yet the developers only built 50,000 units in a year, of which the 49,000 units target the upper and high-end market segments. This leaves only 1,000 units for the low-income, you know, segment. So due to the inadequate housing and the, you know, supply, the shortage in supply, Habitat for Humanity, together with TCIS, partnered with KMRC, so that they can be able to address these challenges. So we embarked on this study to be able to identify the factors that contribute to, you know, the barriers, access and usage, so that we can be able to eliminate these barriers. So we looked at the knowledge, attitudes, social norms. We also looked at the policy environment in Kenya, and all these objectives, our goal was to develop a roadmap of interventions that can be adopted by various stakeholders that we have here today, so that you can improve the access and usage of housing finance in Kenya. So we employed a mixed method design. As you can see, we covered like many regions across Kenya. We covered 5 regions, Western, Nyanza, Coastal Region, the Rift Valley. When we continue with the study, you will see the specific areas that the study covered. So we talked to various stakeholders, including the supply side actors, the intermediaries, and together with the household respondents themselves. So here, this shows the areas that we covered across the study. As I said, we had the Mount Kenya region, the Coastal region, Rift Valley, Western Nyanza, and the Nairobi metropolitan.
Kutokana na sampuli ya utafiti huo, asilimia 41% ya wahojiwa wanaoishi maeneo ya mjini walikuwa na nyumba. Upatikanaji wa fedha za nyumba kwa wakazi ulikuwa kama ifuatavyo: maeneo ya mjini asilimia 8, pembezoni mwa mjini asilimia 12, na vijijini asilimia 16. Zaidi ya hayo, matokeo yalionyesha kuwa asilimia 56.2 ya watu walioajiriwa rasmi walikuwa na fursa ya kupata mikopo ya nyumba, ikilinganishwa na asilimia 29.2 tu kwa watu wasioajiriwa rasmi.
Now we look at the housing finance Kenya market landscape. For this one, we looked at different banks, financial institutions, MFIs and MFBs, the products that they were offering. The details are in the report. But this is just an overview of how the financial inclusion is looking for Kenya. Generally, the financial inclusion has risen from 83% up to 84%, that is in 2021. There may be new data that may be different, but yeah, this is how it's looking like. Now, the housing conditions in Kenya, many Kenyans live in inadequate housing because of the growing population and, of course, urbanization. And this has outpaced the supply of the affordable and decent housing in the country. So we already talked about the 250,000 gap that we have. And as you can see, the affordable housing program now offers units that range between 1 million to, you know, to 6 million. Later on, you will see the amount of money that these different income categories are willing to spend or to pay to be able to get a house. So despite this initiative, which has really done well for Kenya, if we are being truthful, only 3% of the population can comfortably afford a home. So these are some of the policies that we have for Kenya. We have the National Housing Policy, the Kenya Affordable Housing Program, and the different, you know, regulations. So now the house ownership and nature of dwelling place. We have 62% of the population in Kenya are not satisfied with where they are living at. They're not satisfied, and something that was, you know, a bit surprising is that 64% of the population are owning the house. Most statistics say that those that are owning their house are less, but this could be because that the rural and the peri-urban population was included for this study, and some studies mostly focus on the urban areas, so this could actually be the reason. When we look at the access to housing finance, only 35% of the respondents that we interviewed accessed or used a housing finance product. So there was no significant difference between males and females. And most of these respondents are using their own source of income to finance their housing. So basically what we see here is there is definitely demand. And the respondents that have are in the higher income levels preferred formal sources compared to the ones that are employed informally.
Haki za umiliki wa ardhi na ufikiaji mdogo wa miundombinu na huduma za kimsingi kama vile maji, usafi wa mazingira, umeme, barabara na usafirishaji pia huzuia maendeleo ya makazi na kufanya maeneo fulani kutovutia kwa uwekezaji kulingana na ripoti hiyo. Utafiti huo ulifanywa katika kaunti 11 zikiwemo Bungoma, Embu, Kajiado, Kakamega, Kiambu, Kilifi, Kisii, Kisumu, Machakos, Mombasa, Nairobi, Nakuru, Nyeri na Uasin Gishu. Akipokezwa ripoti hiyo, katibu wa nyumba wa Wizara ya Ardhi, kazi za umma na maendeleo ya miji, Bwana Said Athman, kutoka kwake Morris Makolo ambaye ni makamu wa rais wa Habitat for Humanity Africa, aliahidi kuichukulia kwa umuhimu ripoti hiyo.
I want to commend and congratulate the people who have sponsored and commissioned this study. This study has come at a very critical moment in our country, because those of us have been very keen in the economic landscape, those have been very keen in the legislative landscape, and in the political landscape. There's nothing that is capturing the urgency of government more than the issue of housing. For the first time in the history of our country, we are discussing issues. For the first time in the history of our country, Kenyans were engaged in the discussion on the Finance Act. Before, we used to know about budgets. You know, to us, budgets were images of the finance minister coming with a briefcase and long, boring hours. But this year, budget meant something for us. And at the center of that budget, we almost felt the only thing about that budget was the issue about the housing levy. So as I stand here to represent my peers, I also feel very guilty, because a lot of us have seen deductions from their payrolls, from their payslips. We have deducted 1.5% from a payslip in the last month. And unfortunately, and very, very fortunate for the country, that shall be going on for the next many years. And that's why this particular session is very, very important. Because this session is about housing financing.
Hata hivyo, swala la Mukuru halikuachwa nyuma, kwani katibu huyo aliweza kutoa mfano.
I want to give you the story that's been researched by the World Bank about Mukuru. We all know where Mukuru is. Okay? Mukuru, it's called Mukuru what? Mukuru Njenga, Mukuru Nairobi, Mukuru Viwandani. Okay? The World Bank did a study in that area. That area of Mukuru is 689 acres. It has got 100,500 households. roughly about 500,000 people in that area. I mean, everybody there pays an average of 2,500 shillings per month. So the landlords there collect 238 million shillings a month. You are the financiers, and you must start thinking around that. Whether those are bankable, I think the sister from KCB asked the question. It's the question we need to ask ourselves about the people. That translates to about almost 2-4 billion per year. We think those people don't have money. We think there's no economy there. The problem is not them, the problem is us. You know, and I like the study. The study has called for us to think differently. Because in 2 years' time, when we are giving those products out, we will need to think differently. Because again, the second element that the Vice President has talked about is the issue of trust deficit.
Nikikamilisha makala haya, ni mimi mwandalizi wako Ledira Botere, Ruben FM.